RNZ Pacific News, ko ngā Māori, I'm Lydia Lewis. A judge in Kiribati may face deportation later this week after a tribunal ruled he should be removed from his post. The tribunal's report has just been tabled in the Kiribati Parliament and is due to be debated by MPs later this week, the last week of the current Parliament ahead of the general election. Don Wiseman has more.
It found that Judge David Lambourne should be removed as a puny judge of the Kiribati High Court because of his failure to file a timely written decision on a civil case 4 years ago. It dismissed three other allegations against him for lack of evidence, but also accepted reports that he had bullied a 57-year-old staffer by yelling at him. President Tani's Mamao had been instrumental in the establishment of the tribunal, and with his party dominating the parliament, MPs could well vote to have Mr. Lambourne deported immediately. Mr. Lambourne is the husband of the Kiribati opposition leader, Tessie Lambourne.
As counting wraps up in Solomon Islands, the Electoral Commission is already looking at making changes for the next elections. Chief Electoral Officer Jasper Anesi says out of constituency voting and overseas voting will be looked into.
Now we will be looking forward in trying to implement out of constituency voting to help our, especially our seasonal workers who've been out of the country working, so that we can provide them that avenue, and also students who are studying during election period so that they can cast their vote. So that's the next step the Commission will be looking after everything.
Meanwhile, with only a handful of seats in the 50-member parliament yet to be officially declared, there is no outright winner. Lobbying to form the country's next government is underway. Jasper Anesi says all votes are expected to be counted by Wednesday morning, and that's when the verification process will start. The Kingmaker Party in Fiji's three-party coalition government has a new leader to drive them through to the 2026 election. Aseret Androdro, who has been named as Sedalpa leader, says he's looking forward to preparations. As Fiji Times reports, the Sedalpa leader appointment was confirmed at their annual general meeting in Suva on Saturday. Former leader and Deputy Prime Minister Viliame Ngavoka says he supports Mr. Randrotod's appointment. There are hopes the participation of Australia Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at Anzac commemorations in Papua New Guinea will encourage public turnout. Mr. Albanese, who was in PNG, has so far engaged in bilateral talks with Prime Minister James Marape and walked the Kokoda track. RNZ Pacific correspondent in PNG, Scott Wider, says there have been low numbers at Anzac events in previous years.
There's a lot of unwritten history that needs to be told, and a lot of the responsibility is on the PNG government side. We need to sit down and write. Our families need to also document who participated in the campaigns, who contributed, so that there's some pride in the in their participation in the Anzac Day.
Samoa's Ministry of Health is warning pot plants can be a breeding ground for mosquitoes. The country declared a dengue fever outbreak on Friday and are urging the public to be vigilant as cases rise. Acting Director General Dr. Glenn Fatupaito says certain plants hold water and homeowners need to be aware of this.
It's one thing that was also discussed was choice of plants. People love bromeliads, especially in Samoa. If you're going to plant such plants, you know, keep it at least 100 yards from your household and to reduce potential breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
Meanwhile, New Zealand's safe travel website is suggesting anyone travelling to or living in Samoa should have comprehensive medical and travel insurance policies, with the country in the midst of a dengue outbreak. While the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not issuing a specific travel advisory for Samoa at this time, it does advise travellers to have medical and travel insurance policies that include a provision for medical evacuation by air. The leader of the Samoa Opposition Party and former Prime Minister has formally requested to appear in person to advocate for the repealing of the contentious Western Samoa Citizenship Act 1982. Tuilaepa Sailele Malielengaoi hopes to appear before the New Zealand Select Committee looking into the matter. Susanna Suisuiki reports.
A private members' bill initiated by Green Party MP Te Anau Tuiono would provide entitlement to New Zealand citizenship for a group of people born in the then Western Samoa and repeal the law that took their citizenship away. The Samoa Observer reports Tuilaepa was travelling to New Zealand on Tuesday for a Human Rights Protection Party function and will use the opportunity to appear before the Select Committee. He says appearing in person will allow for a more comprehensive and impassioned plea.
Tonga will soon finalise a national plastics roadmap aimed at phasing out single-use plastics. Tonga is one of 14 Pacific Island countries engaging in the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee to develop an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including the marine environment. The Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environmental Program, or SPREP, says this starts on April 23rd in Ottawa, Canada. 16 Cook Islanders are spending 1 month at sea sailing a traditional voyaging vessel to Hawaii for the Festival of Pacific Arts. 9 of the crew members come from the Outer Island communities, or Pa'enua, after having undergone a traditional training program over the past year. The selection fulfills Master Navigator Paia Patai's goal to include young ones in the preservation of traditional waka knowledge. They depart next week for the festival, which runs from the 6th to the 16th of June. In sport, a senior Papua New Guinea football official is calling for a full audit of FIFA funding given to the country's National Football Association. The national newspaper says lay football president Roy Kamen wants the investigation. Kamen says affiliated associations in PNG have not received any funding for development or pathways for youths. PNG football received over $9 million from FIFA between 2016 and 2022. Halfback Sean Johnson is open-minded about signing on for another season with the Warriors. The 33-year-old would be welcomed back by coach Andrew Webster, but Johnson, who is battling an Achilles tendon injury, says a lot goes into the decision to play on.
For me to make that decision to play on, I've got to actually receive a contract offer, and that hasn't happened yet. But I am certainly starting those conversations with the right people. It'll all sort of play out how it's meant to, and whether we land at that decision, hopefully sooner rather than later, I'll be ready to make that announcement.
The Warriors face the Gold Coast Titans on Thursday, the first home game Anzac Day fixture for the NRL club since 2015. Oceania Athletics says they expect around 1,000 athletes to participate at the upcoming Oceania Athletics Championships in Suva. The championships will be held between June 1st to 9th. Competition will start with the under-16s and go right up to the Masters category. Athletes will be using the event for Paris Olympic qualification, with strong Australia and New Zealand teams also being sent to the event in Suva. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.